In an urban society, everything connects. Each person's needs are fed by the skills of many others. Our lives are woven together in a fabric. But the connections that make society strong also make it vulnerable.
Oh, I'd love to live out in the country, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Blake.
Why not?
It's dead. Not to do. Just imagine living down there. Take you an hour to get to the nearest boozer.
Oh, I know. But the air is lovely. You know, I love it this time of year. The spring coming on. Oh, look, see the leaves just coming out on that bush over there? What are you looking at?
I'm trying to make out where our house is. We should have a pair of binoculars. See, floodlights at United, girl. Look.
Oh,
what time is it?
Half
time scores will wait a minute.
Says the civil war there.
Oh, honestly. Come out here for a drive. We're surrounded by all this countryside, and all you can think about is football.
It's not all I can think about.
Oh, stop it. You see, you've got no consideration at all sometimes. I think you can do what you like. Where are you going?
Manchester United, nil. West Ham United, 2. Queen's Park Rangers, nil.
There you are. Peace offering. Not much smell to it, though.
It's lovely.
Ever supposed to bring good luck, innit?
What do they say?
Wonder if it'll bring me in.
Portsmouth, nil. Brighton and Hove Albion, 1. Division 3, AFC Bournemouth, 2. Wimbledon, 2. Brentford, nil. Bristol Rovers, 2. Burnley, 1. Bolton Wanderers, 1. Gillingham, 1. Orient, nil.
This film, shot secretly by a West German television crew on Tuesday, shows one of the Soviet convoys on the move in northern Iran. The convoys were first spotted by United States satellites on Monday, moving across 3 of the mountain passes leading from the Soviet Union. The Soviet foreign minister has defended the incursions and has accused the United States of deliberately prompting last week's coup in Iran. Speaking on his arrival in Vienna, Mr. Gromyko claims the Soviet vehicles were responding to appeals from a legitimate government.
Are you being serious?
Of course I'm being serious. I'm even more serious. He went on to
deny American covert activities in Iran in the period immediately preceding the coup as
destabilizing. Are you sure?
United States of the danger.
Definitely. I'm normally as regular as clockwork. Anyway, what if I am? It's not the end of the world, is it?
And now a look at programmes later this evening on BBC One.
Don't forget number 24 today.
What?
I said don't forget number 24 today. You're going to run your ear in with them things on all time, you know.
Honestly, Jimmy.
seen to.
I think he wants something else seen to as well.
Don't blame me. It's not my fault.
Whose fault is it, then, you daft
boy? Don't go blaming it all on Ruth, Jimmy. That's not fair.
It's irrelevant who's to blame now. No. Point is, what are you going to do about it?
We're going to get married.
What for?
Because we want to, what do you think?
You don't have to, you know, Jimmy. I wouldn't want you thinking we were pushing you into it.
Nobody's pushing us into out. It's what we want, we've decided.
I suppose you've talked about an abortion.
Of course we have. But neither of us want that. When I get married and have a baby.
Mum, what's that mean? Abortion?
My fault?
Never mind what it means. You'll get on with your game. It's nothing to do with you.
I'm thinking of getting engaged anyway. So it don't make much difference, really. It just brought it forward a bit, that's all.
And you know what you're doing, Jimmy. It's a hell of a time to be starting a family in the middle of a recession.
What are you doing with that?
I'm not hurting it. Ah, Jimmy's getting married.
Are you?
I might be. Why?
Well, it's a bit sudden, isn't it? You're not even engaged.
How do you know? Anyway, it's not to do you, so keep your nose out.
Are you getting married in a church or in a registry office?
Alison, what's an abortion?
Michael, I've told you once.
Oh, so that's it.
I'll give you a good hiding, lad, if you don't learn to keep your mouth shut.
What for? I haven't done anything yet.
Are you going to shut up about it?
I hope you two are both satisfied now.
What are you blaming me for? I haven't done anything wrong.
Time now 7:30, Douglas Barton with tonight's headlines. The United States has hinted it may send troops to the Middle East if the Russians don't move their forces out of Iran. The Prime Minister has joined the chorus of Western leaders calling for immediate withdrawal and has spoken of a serious threat to world peace. Four people were killed today on the M6 motorway in Staffordshire when their car was in collision with a heavy tanker. The accident happened at the junction with...
Get on all right.
No, I can't see why not. They're ever so nice.
Just wish we were meeting in different circumstances, that's all.
Look at it sound like a funeral.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Ought to have been a happy occasion.
It is a happy occasion. This morning's report came. Well, I'm happy anyway.
I must say, it's brought out a very determined streak in you, isn't it?
There's been a serious incident involving a United States warship in the waters off the coast of Iran. No further details are given in the story attributed to the paper's defense correspondent. However, one rumor being heard increasingly in the capital this morning says the vessel is a U.S. submarine that has disappeared whilst on routine patrol in the area.
Coming, can you hear what I said, Gordon?
A Pentagon spokesman has refused to be drawn one way or the other on the crisis, parrying all reporters' questions.
Oh, do come.
Do come.
Mum,
Mrs. Kemp, Mr. Kemp.
Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. and Mrs. Kemp.
Oh,
hello.
Hello again. How do you do? Good, Mrs. Kemp.
Thank you very much.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. The
The Soviet Union has protested strongly to the United States about what it calls dangerous provocations by American warships in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. This follows an incident in which serious damage was caused to the Soviet cruiser Kirov when she was in collision with the U.S. destroyer Callahan.
It's a bit of a state, but it's got possibilities.
I know that door stripped down. All this paper off and the walls white.
I'm sure there's about 16 layers on here.
Ah, my mother and dad will help us. I'm sure they will.
My dad will give his hand as well. I'll be glad of something to do.
What are you laughing at?
Just thinking of his face when my mother said we could borrow his redundancy money.
Oh, don't.
We'd go fancying a trip to Bermuda on it. Looks like we're in Blackpool again.
Oh, dear. I like the gardens. I think it's lovely for children to have somewhere to play.
I really should let them build an aviary down there.
Oh, you and your birds.
Makes you feel funny, though, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
I was alone in home, being married, having children. You have to put years on you, don't it?
Don't be silly. It'll be lovely. I just know it will.
Last Tuesday with a loss of all hands. After paying tribute to her 127 officers and men, the president went on to say that he held the Soviet Union solely responsible for their deaths and for the vessel's disappearance.
The unprovoked attack on our submarine and the move into Iran are the actions of a reckless and warlike power. I have to warn the Soviets in the clearest possible terms that they risk taking us to the brink of an armed confrontation with incalculable consequences for all mankind.
Britain has emergency plans for war. If central government should ever fail, power can be transferred instead to a system of local officials dispersed across the country. In an urban district like Sheffield, there is already a designated wartime controller. He's the city's peacetime chief executive. If it should suddenly become necessary, he can be given full powers of internal government. When or if this happens depends on the crisis itself.
The United States government has been forced, reluctantly, to take action to safeguard what it believes are legitimate Western interests in the Middle East. This administration has therefore resolved to send units of its rapid deployment force, the U.S. Central Command, into Western Iran. We are confident that the Soviet Union will take note of our resolve and will desist from its present perilous course of action.
Mary, I want
want you to contact the following people and have them in my office in 10 minutes' time. I don't care what they're doing, they're to drop in and get here right away. Is that clear? Right. You got a pencil? Okay. Alan Bolton. George Cox. Roger Fisher. Susan Russell. Yes, administration. Tony Barnes. Roy Chamberlain.
It's busy for a Wednesday, isn't it? I think it was Christmas.
The best of the weather again tomorrow. It looks a bit northern and what about the food situation? What have we got? And what about fire? What else is there? Corned beef? It's not from Argentina. Okay, what about supplies for the first aid post? Is that all? Well, that's not going to get us very far, is it? What? Well, I'm sure I don't know if I'm honest. We've heard nothing about emergency powers as yet. Anyway, don't make a song and dance about it. Just get on with it. Don't tell anybody you don't have to, eh? Okay.
States 10th Airborne Division, which parachuted into western Iran yesterday, have taken up defensive positions near Isfahan, designed, according to the spokesman, to block any possible move towards the oil fields in the Persian Gulf. Squadrons of American B-52 bombers have been arriving at U.S. bases in Turkey since late on Tuesday evening, together with 3 AWACS early warning aircraft. It's believed that they'll be used in a supporting role for the Middle East Task Force.
All right, John.
The 84th Airborne Division has also been placed on a state of combat readiness and is said to be able to...
Come to give me a hand, then.
No, chance. Done enough for one day. I'm knackered.
Not too knackered to be going out, though, I see.
It's different, isn't it? Anyway, I need a break. I'll be down at house every night this week.
Nothing coming on?
Not too bad. Just trying to get living room and bedroom finished before we move in. Who says we can take some flowers down when you've finished?
Third, since tea time.
Aye.
Where are they going to?
Fittingly, I suppose.
Why don't you pop down to W.H. Smith's and buy yourself an aircraft spotter's book? You start in your bit, make a change from gardening.
You can laugh, but there's something going on, I'm telling you.
There's something going on tonight when I've had a few pints.
Don't be going mad. You haven't only got yourself to think about now, you know.
Why not? Might as well enjoy myself while I'm single. Not long to go now, you know.
You could be right there.
In a statement issued a short time ago by the Pentagon in Washington, the United States has accused the Soviet Union of moving nuclear warheads into their new base at Mashhad in northern Iran. According to the American spokesman, the warhead...
They were watching that.
...aboard two giant Antonov transport planes late yesterday afternoon and were immediately moved undercover into temporary hangars.
See that? What's that thing about Far East? It was in turns, it's over.
Far East? Wow, what's going on there?
Iran. The Americans have just said Russian.
Iran. That's not the Far East, you coward.
That's the Middle East. China. Hong Kong. That's the Far East.
So what? It's far enough, isn't it?
It's the Middle East myself. Scarborough and Skegness.
Skeggy? I'd rather watch my toenails grow than bother you.
Never mind that rubbish. What about these two birds that ate to this table?
NATO's position on the United States action in sending its
task force... You're not getting serious.
Well, there's no weakened up about it, is there? Might as well enjoy ourselves whilst we can.
I know, but don't it scare you what it might lead to?
It bloody scares me. There's no weakened up about it, is there? I'll tell you one thing. If the bomb does drop, I'm going to be pissed out of my mind and straight underneath it when it happens.
Arriving here in Brussels a short time ago, NATO's Secretary General said he regretted
come
the Soviet attack.
Miserable bugger, it's all his family responsibilities. You're acting like a married man already.
And not belong now,
you. Oh, well, you might as well make the best of it once you can, haven't you? Checking these two birds up there.
The divisions within NATO is something we shall know in a few hours' time.
Can't when do the whole
that. Come on, it might be the last chance you'll get. Anyway, we are going to cop it. Might as well go out with a bang, that's what I'm saying.
Got me many better ways of going, I don't suppose. Blow the bottom job.
And we've just heard that the Prime Minister has issued a message of support for the United States government. The statement, just released from Downing Street, condemns what it calls reckless Soviet actions, which can only worsen an already grave situation.
To the Director of Technical Services. Please let me know what fuel stocks are currently held in each depot. Please ensure that tanks are kept topped up and that no fuel is used except for essential works only.
Soviet government as yet to the United States ultimatum delivered to Moscow last night. The American note calls for joint withdrawal of all U.S. and Soviet forces from Iran by noon on Sunday. However, NATO observers in West Germany have reported increasing buildups of Warsaw Pact troops and vehicles at points along the central frontier this morning. The Ministry of Defense has announced it's sending more troops to Europe to reinforce the British commitment to NATO. The first contingents left RAF Bryce Norton this morning. The day has been marked by a number of demonstrations up and down the country, reflecting support for and against the government's decision to reinforce Europe. Although most of these passed off without incident, police made a number of arrests for disorderly conduct at rallies in the North and Midlands.
The government has taken control of British Airways and all cross-channel ferries. They say it's a temporary step to help move troops to Europe. Thousands are stranded at Heathrow and Gatwick. And the Royal Navy is to guard the North Sea oil rigs. The MOD says it's a prudent precautionary measure.
This time, they are playing with, at best, the destruction of life as we know it. And at worst, total annihilation. You cannot win a nuclear war! Suppose the Russians win this war. What exactly would they be winning? What would they have conquered? Well, I'll tell you. All major centres of population and industry will have been destroyed.
Industry? What industry? We ain't got no industry in Sheffield!
Yes, it's a money hadn't been spent on nuclear weapons, you would have built up industry.
Get back to to bloody Russia!
Who would have brought money into welfare? Who would have found alternative sources of energy? Industry! Industry would have been destroyed. Oil refineries would have been destroyed. All our water would have been polluted. The soil would have been irradiated. Farm stock would be dead, diseased, or dying. The Russians would have conquered a corpse of a country.
Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Since the expiry of the American ultimatum to the Soviet Union at noon yesterday, there have been intense diplomatic efforts to mediate between the two countries. There is still no information from Iran itself. No news teams have been allowed in or out of the country since phone and telex links were cut on Friday evening. Questioned in the House this morning, the Foreign Secretary said he had no definite news to report and that it would be unhelpful to speculate in the absence of any hard information from the area. Tinned food, sugar, and other storable items, which is causing shortages in some areas. A spokesman for the main supermarket chain said that panic buying is unnecessary. Fuel shortages are hindering resupply in some areas, but overall there is no shortage of stocks. They urge the public to calm down.
40p? That's scandalous. There were only 26p last week.
We can always shop somewhere else, you know, if we're not satisfied.
Honestly, there's a national emergency going on, and all you can think about is lining your pockets.
Look, nobody's forcing you to buy them. Put them back on shelves if you don't want them.
Yes, I will. I'd sooner starve first. Excuse me, love.
We started fighting, Mum.
Who has?
The Americans and the Russians. It's just been on the news. Your dad says you've got to come home now.
Hey, you have bear for them things.
In response to today's news of the outbreak of hostilities between vessels of the United States and Soviet navies, a special session of Parliament has this evening passed an Emergency Powers Act. There'll be a special announcement at the end of this bulletin, and details will be given then of how this affects you. The Prime Minister is expected to address the nation on the international crisis later this evening. A statement issued earlier from Downing Street said the government is optimistic that a peaceful, negotiated settlement to the conflict is at hand. In the meantime, the public is urged to remain calm and to continue normally.
Must be Pop's turning out.
Nevertheless, people are alarmed about what they see as a lack of advice or information from the government.
But the policy of the government is quite clear on the matter. We are
doing a moonlight flick, then?
No, we're going over to our jacks in Lincoln, so our things get sorted out. I reckon we should be safer over there.
Carol, we'll stop messing about there and come inside the house and do something to help.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be safe anywhere, as far as I can see.
Oh, I don't know. We have a better chance of surviving in country, really, haven't we? I mean, we'd our jack lives his own here, rod houses and a pub. I don't think they're going to bomb that, are they?
Well, I think that's about it, Ron. Carol!
Have you turned that gas off?
Well, I hope so. We don't want the whole street blowing up while you're away.
Come on, Carol.
Spot! I'm coming!
Can't find our Spot. Well, he was here a minute ago, wasn't he? Have you looked inside the house?
Looked upstairs. Along the street, next door neighbour's garden. Now,
look. Ridiculous, all this. Spot!
Spot!
A minute ago, honestly.
Come on.
If we're here in a minute, I know we will be. Spot! Come on!
Come on, look.
But where is it?
Come on, look. We're going with...
I'm not talking.
We're going with our team here. Come on.
Mom, Spot!
You're right, fool. Nothing will happen.
Come on, we're not standing about here all day waiting for a bloody dog. Get in.
We can't leave him.
Spot!
Carol, get in. Get in.
Spot!
Lincoln, Spot. Just had a news flash. Come on, get in, you bloody
Russians
thing.
Russians have cut the road links into and out of West Berlin.
See you then, Bill.
Air communications with the city have apparently also been sent. Details are still coming in, but it seems an American army convoy bound for West Berlin has been turned back at Helmstedt on the East German border. Unconfirmed reports say the Russians have offered a safe passage out of the city to the US, British and French garrisons. It's not clear if this move is connected with yesterday's riots in East Germany. Bring you more details on the story as soon as we have them.
Something here. Yes, I understand. Do I have to go right away? No? When? Yes, I see.
Local authorities have been given the power to suspend certain peacetime functions and to requisition premises and materials for civil defense purposes. A government spokesman said that this was a precautionary move only. It was not a cause for alarm. And the West Country. The police are urging motorists not to travel unless absolutely necessary, and if it is essential, to use only minor roads and leave motorways and intercity trunk routes clear for official traffic. A full list of designated essential service routes is posted outside your local authority headquarters. It includes the M1, M18, A63, and A629.
Relatives in Lincoln.
Not this way, you're not. Essential services only this road. You have to find another route, I'm afraid.
Well, that's bloody ridiculous. You can't just stop people like that.
Excuse me. Where are you going? Yeah. No, I'm sorry, I'll be
coming. You just can't stop people like
that. I'll tell you what. Try junction 3536 the M1. They've opened up the hard shoulder of single line traffic only. You can imagine what it'd be like in Chapelbron. If I were you, I'd go home and sit tight. That's what they're advising people to do.
There's growing evidence overnight from scientists and observers in many countries that there have been two nuclear explosions in the Middle East. There's no official confirmation of what has happened, and the Foreign Office in London...
I've put half a dozen in. You can fetch some more if you like.
No, that'll be plenty. Well, come in to improvise, then.
The Swedish government...
Right.
Clive, you don't think anything's really going to happen, do you?
No, it's just a precaution, that's all.
You had a shave this morning. Oh, you should never have sent him to it. You don't have to. You won't get the sack if you refuse.
Look, Marjorie, it's difficult for me as well, you know. I don't want to go and leave you and the children.
Well, then why are you going?
Well, somebody's got to pick up the pieces. If... Why didn't you say something before if you were worried about it? I never said anything when I went away on those courses. Sutton here.
Unconfirmed reports from Islamabad.
Yes, in half an hour's time.
London this morning.
I should be getting off now if I were you, but the roads should be getting busy. Well, use your common sense now. According to the report, well, how should I know? Marjorie, leave that. I'll ring you later.
Near the country's border with Iran. The what? Evacuation of the area is also reported.
Yes. Yes.
It is imperative, while there is still time left, that the TUC call a general strike in protest against this disaster which faces us all.
That's what will destroy this
country. There is still time to avert disaster. If we act resolutely and show both the Russians and the Americans that we will have no with their war hungering.
What about the Falklands?
All about the Falklands. Listen, mate, there's nobody more patriotic than I am. I've been trying to get us out of the common market for bloody years. But first...
Please do not play into that. Peaceful demonstration. We are exercising our right of free speech. The police have no right to stop this demonstration. You have no right to
what's it like in there?
Oh, it's a bit primitive. Take a look.
Aye, well, we'll get it organized. Where the hell is everybody? It's only half of them here.
You know, Steve, the information officer.
Where the hell is everybody?
Jeff just rang in, says his car's broken down.
Well, that's not true, is it? How many are missing?
About 10.
I'll get on the phone. Tell them I want them here immediately. Right. Which is my desk?
It's straight through. Mind your head.
Don't see any sign of the emergency committee, do you?
I know those bloody councillors are like.
Well, we're not getting paid for this, are they?
Well, this is it. It's the best I can do. Dr. Colvin, Regional Health Authority.
How do you do? How are things going?
We're doing our best.
In the last few days, emergency headquarters like this have been hastily improvised up and down the country, in the basements of town halls and civic centres.
Come to make everything ready for you and your family in case an air attack happens. This does not mean that war is bound to come, but there is a risk of this, and we must all be prepared for it. When you hear the attack warning, you and your family must take cover at once. Do not stay out of doors. If you are caught in the open, lie down.
This is it,
If you leave your home, your local authority may take it over for homeless families. And if you move, the authorities in the new place will not help you with food, accommodation, or other essentials. You are better off in your own home. Stay there. Anyone dies while you are kept in your fallout room, move the body to another room in the house. Label the body with name and address, and cover it as tightly as possible in polythene, paper, sheets, or blankets. If, however, you have had a body in the house for more than 5 days, and if it is safe to go outside, then you should bury the body for the time being in a trench or cover it with earth, and mark the spot of the burial.
Here are some ideas for making your inner refuge. One, make a lean-to with sloping doors or strong boards against an inner wall.
You all right, love?
From slipping by fixing a length of wood along the floor. Build further protection of bags or boxes of old clothes. Or hooks.
Don't go back to bed. Don't worry about it, love. It'll only last for a week or two.
Mark your toes the two open ends with boxes of earth or sand or heavy furniture.
I'll to ring work for you and tell them you're not coming in.
Well, there's anybody there. Put only one or two in yesterday.
I've seen before. Can't get anything now. The line's dead.
I think we ought to be getting the rest of the things out of the cellar now.
Time has now come to make everything ready for you and your family in case an air attack happens. This does not mean that war is about to come, but there is a risk of it, and we must all be prepared. When you hear the attack warning, you and your family must take cover at once. Do not stay out of doors.
Hello, County. This is Sheffield District. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Please report my signal. Over.
Well, whose bloody responsibility is it, then? We've all got families. Look, just get down here. There's 9 other people.
Look, I've got a serious public order problem. I need at least an extra 6 PSUs. Yeah, but when? Look, I'm using traffic wardens already.
All right, then I'll have to swear.
Many of these officers have had no training at all. Some have learned of their emergency role only in the last few days. And almost all are unsure of their exact duties.
I suppose you ought to take this one off as well.
Yeah, but it'll get scratched to pieces. It's only just been painted, Bill.
Well, it's better than getting blown to pieces, isn't it?
What's it going to school, then, though? It'll be late. Oh, I don't know. What did it sound telling? I can't remember whether it said school or closed or not.
Oh, yeah, closed. It said so on the news. Come on, stay home, I'm sure.
Of course I am. Said they were sending notes out, won't they?
Well, no, this is tight.
Great. We had an history test this morning. Alison, go down to Curvis and see if they've got any food left.
Like what?
Tin stuff, bring what you can, and take them first. Are you going to build one of these in here?
Over my dead body is. I want to know something more definite, Bill, before we start ripping this place to pieces.
Can I help you? That would be great.
Strong disinfectants and toilet paper.
Like going camping.
Candles and matches.
The most widespread danger is fallout. form out is dust that is sucked up from the ground by the explosion. Fallout can kill.
It's 8:30 a.m., 3:30 in the morning in Washington. Over the past 4 days, neither the president nor his senior staff will have had more than a few hours' rest. This is when they may be asleep. This is when Western response will be slowest.
As we expected, nearly all the supermarket shelves are empty, but we've managed to get the warehouses controlled by the police. As yet, we haven't located all the root vegetable clumps on local farms, but stocks of sugar, wheat, flour and rice are quite good.
Attack warning.
Is it for real?
Attack warning's for bloody real.
Is it?
Right, get to your stations.
Come on, get that generator. Shut the doors.
I want, as soon as you can, every single scrap of information you've got on casualties. I must have got this.
Now get your heads down.
Look, we can't sell you any timber. You'll have to see bosses about it. It's a bloody joinery, not a timber yard.
Hey, you can't just have a face like that.
Don't get a titty sign.
Come on, get down!
Everything's dead.
Why didn't you pull the bloody aerial out?
Get the standbys working.
That. Come on. Come on.
First aid kit, quickly. We've lost county again, I think. Aerials must have blown. You're on the roof.
Switch the lights from the corridor when you get there. Can we raise any districts?
Oh, what about radio, Ant? Can we improvise an aerial?
Oh, well, we'll try.
We've got to do something quick. Get out
the first aid kit.
It's on this shelf at the back.
It's all blocked out here. I can't shift the thing.
How is he?
I can't find this first aid kit.
Forget the first aid kit. Bring me something to cover him up with.
What about rescue?
Any idea of casualties?
Is there anything you can do? Over.
Give me another bin liner.
What is your radiac reading?
What about the depot there?
I repeat, what is your radiac reading? Over. 100. It's too high. You've got to get your men undercover. Can you get us through to the county central headquarters? Over. Can you patch us through? Over. Stockbridge, are you receiving this?
Over.
Have you heard anything from them?
Never mind about that. Ask you about casualties.
We've lost them.
What about Hildebrandt of Stockbridge?
Stockbridge, not too bad. Windows blown in and structural damage, but
when
not too bad.
In that far out.
Ask him where that
Jesus
last one
Christ
was. Ask him where that last one was.
Switch that thing off, will you, Gordon?
The first fallout dust settles on Sheffield. It's an hour and 25 minutes after the attack. An explosion on the ground at Crewe has sucked up this debris and made it radioactive. The wind has blown it here. This level of attack has broken most of the windows in Britain. Many roofs are open to the sky. Some of the lethal dust gets in. In these early stages, the symptoms of radiation sickness and the symptoms of panic are identical.
Are you all right, Ruth? Ruth?
Just keep on. Don't worry about it, love. It's not your fault. We've all got it.
I know, but I'm so ashamed.
She's messing the bed.
It's like being a little baby again. Lie down.
Come
and
help
me
clean,
Grandma.
Bring
ghost. Be careful with that, love. You don't know how long it's going to have to last us.
Go on, Ruth. Don't just sit there. Do something.
I'll go and look for him.
No,
you stop here,
Lord. Still.
I'll only be out a few minutes. Lord, stop here, Lord.
No.
Please, I'll go and look for him.
No, I've got to come. No.
Oh, come on.
Help me.
All right. Oh, my God. Michael.
For 2 days. Well, who the hell else have you tried? Well, send another motorcycle.
There are no roads left.
All the people here will be dead already. It's completely flattened. Round here, 50% will still be alive, but here, they're as good as dead already. They've probably received a lethal dose.
What about here?
It'd be pretty heavy there. If the wind's still blowing up from the west-southwest, it's in direct line from crew. Oh, 800 rads, 1,000, difficult to say.
Depends what sort of cover they've got, of course.
If they've got a decent cellar, we'll
be on the radio.
Oh, right.
There's no way of getting anything out.
I don't according to the reports.
Listen. Yeah. Yes, I'll pass the message on.
I expected to do.
You've got road and grenade.
I've got some list of vehicles.
Listen.
I need some wagons.
Hey, I've got a message from Rivelin Valley Police. They've managed to get through to Beat Chief Workstepper. They've got some vehicles on the road, but they're nearly out of fuel.
Well, what the bloody hell have they been doing with it all?
They didn't tell me. They just said they want to know whether they can get some more. And they've got no food.
Oh, God.
Any chance of getting through to Canada?
Look, I've got...
Just let me get on with it, okay?
Here you are, Mother. Something to eat for you. Better leave her, the rest will do her good.
Well, at least it won't grow cold. Ruth, love. Come on, love, you'll have to eat something. But you'll have to, love. It's not just you now, you know. The baby needs some food as well. Come on.
I don't care about this baby anymore.
Oh, Ruth.
I wish it was dead.
Don't say things like that.
There's no point with Jimmy dead.
But you don't know.
He is. I know he is.
Just be sorry.
Oh, we're breathing in all this radiation. All the time, my baby.
Might be safe somewhere.
Oh, I wish I were dead. I wish it were me.
I wish I could swap places with them.
How far did this go back?
The bloody four floors have come down on this lot. I could go back for yards and yards.
Try it again, Gordon. Still nothing coming through. It must be blocked further up.
How much stuff do you think's on top of us?
Most of the town hall, I should think.
Well, when will you be able to get to us?
Can't get lifting gear.
What about the army? What about military?
No, the roads are just
blocked. We've not heard from county as yet.
If we don't release some food soon, we'll never get things under control.
Well, you try getting through to them. It's bloody awful.
I've got starving mobs in Shallow, Ecclesfield, Bronfield.
Look, it's not our decision anyway. It's up to Zorn to authorise the release of buffer stocks, and then it becomes a county decision.
We can't get through to county.
What are we going to do? Let them starve?
Look, even if we did have the authority...
Well, we're on our own. You've got the authority, but bloody time you did something with it.
Look, what's the point of wasting food on people who are going to die anyway?
I agree with Clive. The food stocks are not going to last long. A lot of people just didn't stock up.
How could they? The bloody shops were empty.
And now they're coming out of the shelters. I know it sounds callous, but I think we should hang on to the little food we've got.
And I need that food to force people to work.
Go and look us a cup of tea, Sharon.
Come with me, you stuff, and not your bloody wife, you know.
You know that I've got a flag. That's for your own feeling.
Look, I don't care how much trouble they're causing. We're not sending our men in there with radiation as high as that. Look, I know that. But what's the point? They're all going to die on that patch anyway.
Bill, just get me a drink. Please, a drink.
I'll see if I can. I'll see if I can. I won't be long.
What time is it?
2:30.
Night or day?
Night, I think. I'm not sure. I'm losing track. I'm not sure whether it's night or day anymore.
Hanging in the atmosphere, the clouds of debris shut out the sun's heat and light. Across large areas of the northern hemisphere, it starts to get dark. It starts to get cold. In the centres of large land masses like America or Russia, the temperature drop may be severe, as much as 25 degrees centigrade. Even in Britain, within days of the attack, it could fall to freezing or below for long, dark periods. The entire peacetime resources of the British Health Service, even if they survived, would be unable to cope with the effects of even the single bomb that's hit Sheffield. By this time, without drugs, water or bandages, without electricity or medical support facilities, there is virtually no way a doctor can exercise his skill. As a source of help or comfort, he's little better equipped than the nearest survivor.
We've no choice, as far as I can see.
Can't we get any food from outside?
Where from? We've told Candy and everybody's in the same boat, aren't
they? What about the broiler?
Trouble is, we can't contact Rockley or Aysbrook. God knows what's happened there.
Probably been raided.
What do you think, Doctor?
We'll have to cut their rations. I've worked it out there. 1,000 calories for manual workers and 500.
500? 500? That wouldn't keep a flea alive.
Should we be bothering to keep anybody alive if they can't work?
A lot of people are going to die anyway. Back to survival of the fittest, I suppose.
What is that in terms of food, then, 500 calories?
I don't know. A few slices of bread, some soup, a lamb chop, a treacle tart, a few pints of beer.
Look, you must have an empty factory somewhere.
No, you look! I've got thousands of homeless bloody people up there walking around, and I've got enough on with them without being worried about bloody criminals.
Well, you're going to have to find somewhere to put them, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Look, shoot the buggers, I don't care!
Can't we get a water tank to brew
it? Oh, Christ, Steve. This should have been sorted out days ago, yeah.
What about the rest centres? Can we not tell them to make their way there?
No, no, there'll be no point. They'll be overrun anyway.
Certainly not.
What about tents? I don't care. Any tents we could use?
What? Tents? How the hell should I know? Look, if you want to know about tents, go and phone the bloody Boy Scouts.
Oh, piss off, will you? You're not the only one under pressure.
I bloody know.
You sort it. And what the hell are you doing about digging us out? That's what I'd like to know.
Searching empty houses.
Shut up.
What choice have we got?
We were only ringed.
What else can we do? I'm starving.
Two bodies in the cellar, sir. Man and a woman. One been dead long. Man's had his head battered in.
Who like that one?
Oh, one foot lost it. We're in.
Ow.
We ain't done nothing.
Number two. We got the stolen gun.
We're running after a bit of food.
Check the house and search the body. Bag of Chris.
Flavour, are they?
Well, doctor. They fucking would be. They ate them. Come on.
All able Abbeydale and wood seats should rendezvous in Abbeydale Park. Release band B, that is never...
Money has had no meaning since the attack. The only viable currency is food, given as reward for work or withheld as punishment. In the grim economics of the aftermath, there are two harsh realities. A survivor who can work gets more food than one who can't, and the more who die, the more food is left for the rest.
I could murder a fag here. I used to love a fag after a meal.
You got all to swap.
Got some scotch?
Detention camps are improvised to cope with looters. Their numbers are growing. a growing exodus from cities in search of food. It's July. The countryside is cold and full of unknown radiation hazards. By now, 5 to 6 weeks after the attack, deaths from the effects of fallout are approaching their peak.
Right down there. Come on. George Langley.
And what do you want?
You've been designated for temporary residence.
I'm having no strangers coming to live here.
Look, you've no choice in the matter. It's law under the new emergency regulations.
I don't care what it is. This is my house and I'm having no strangers in it.
Look, according to my records, you've got 4 spare rooms. Kitchen, bathroom.
Stopping spare and all. They can't just come here and walk into people's houses. It's not right.
Look, we're not here to argue the rights and wrongs of the matter.
Besides,
right? Four.
It's one, bloody two, dangerous. They three, might bring all sorts of diseases
four,
with them.
Come on, in you go.
They might be contaminated.
In you go.
Well, look at him. Look at him.
That's
enough. Oi, look at him.
Go on.
Go on, go.
Right, number 19.
The whole lot of you. Gone.
No, I just said no.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on. Go on. Get out. Hold the lot.
Where are you supposed to go?
It is Ruth, isn't it? And Bob. Jimmy's mate. We met once or twice, remember? Came to our last Christmas do at work. Where is he? Is he with you? Have you seen him?
Safe to eat?
I don't know. How can you tell? It's got a thick coat. That should have protected it.
You breathe it in there, don't you?
It should be all right.
Sheep don't die of cold. It must be radiation.
You'd be able to taste it if it were contaminated.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, we've no choice, have we? Unless we want to starve to death.
Oh.
Take Tom with me.
Where?
City.
There's nothing there.
North. Dales. Really matter, does it? It's all the same. Try and skin it. Keep me warm.
Collecting this diminished first harvest is now literally a matter of life and death. Fuel shortages mean that this could be one of the last times tractors and combine harvesters are used in Britain. the first winter. The stresses of hypothermia, epidemic, and radiation fall heavily on the very young and the old. Their protective layers of flesh are thinner. In the first few winters, many of the young and old disappear from Britain.
Ruth, work.
and pictures. Skeletons and skulls of different creatures. We borrowed them from the museum. Did you recognize what some of those skeletons were? There was the skeleton of a cat. A cat's skeleton. The skeleton of a chicken. A chicken's skeleton. The skeleton of a bird. A bird's skeleton.
Seaton and Coney.
Gizzard! Gizzard!
Bah! Else Uncle Brian!
I stand up so good!
Gizzard!
Where is Doc Bap? Come on, us?
Where?
Come on!
Us place. Gazzle Spike.
Sharon Coney, eh? Come on! Come on, Sharon Coney!
Come on, get us out. Come on, get us out. Come back here with that. Hey, you. Come back. Come back.
dear. Come in, Babby, come in.
Thank you, Babby, dear. You have to go home. Use your common sense.
Come in! Come in!